You are listening to 91.5. Sorry, let me start over. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 105, 02, 03, 04 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. We started out the night with Basking in the Glow by Oso Oso, followed by the Probably Birds theme song, made for me by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. And thus, as always, we depart the most professional part of the radio show and sort of, transfer ourselves into the wishy-washy, here I am, it's 1 a.m., I'm tired, and I'm talking to you. For the few who are unaware, this is the radio show where I have prepared 30 minutes worth of music for an hour-long show, and the other half hour, I fill sporadically with just improvised speech. I talk at you, usually about things happening in my own life, because that is the only thing I can think about on the spot. I'm a very self-centered and really egotistical individual, and that's in part why I have a radio show. I like to think of myself being broadcast to millions and millions of listeners and having sort of a profound and in many ways unjust influence on just the general course of our culture as a society, as a people. And honestly, like, we're not doing too bad as far as that's going. We currently have 15 listeners, so yeah, baby steps. But I'm happy you're all here, and I love you all. And thank you for going on this journey with me. All right, let's talk. I've got about 6 minutes, and then I'll play more music. So for those of you who really just despise the sound of my voice, hang in there, because we have some songs that you can also not like. But let's be more positive. For those of you who love music and the sound of my voice, you get both. How am I doing? It is 1 a.m. I've mentioned that a couple times now, and I'm very, very tired, more so than I typically am at 1 a.m., even though I usually am to some degree tired by now. But I've had a busy day. I've had like an insane weekend, and if we're lucky, I'll remember to tell you all about that. But for now, let's just do a bit of clerical work. Just kind of talk about the things we tend to talk about. Last show I had friends here. It was nice. This show I do not. I am alone again. In the end, I always find myself here in the dark alone. But it's nice because I kind of like being here. And I feel like if there were other people here, I couldn't handle it right now. I mean, generally speaking, I'm an introverted individual, which is, it's interesting. I love people. I have such like a profound love of every single person on this planet Earth, but also I can't deal with them for too long. You know, maybe it's because I love everyone so much that I gotta cool off a bit every now and then. It's emotionally draining to be with people and feel so much love for them. It really just tuckers me right out. And for that reason, I think it's sort of a blessing that I'm here alone, because as I've mentioned, it's been a busy weekend. It's been a busy day. I have to wake up tomorrow and I have to have another day, and that's okay, because we can do that, because I don't want to give anyone the wrong idea. Like, I'm doing pretty okay. Okay, I don't want people to be concerned. Just, it's nice to have a space where I can unwind. Should that be what my radio show is? I don't know. Is that the hallmark of a good radio show, where the DJ just sits back, relax, and you know, what happens happens? I don't know if it's a good show, but this isn't supposed to be a good show. It's supposed to be my show. So, welcome. Another item worth mentioning, because we've been talking about it. What I'm reading. I'm reading Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. I don't know. It's good. I'll talk about it when I finish it. I'm reading it slowly. Don't get your hopes up. And let's also just mention real quick that it is the last radio show in the glorious month of Spooktober, the spookiest month of the entire universe, but mostly of the year, as it's, you know, an annual occurrence, Spooktober. On Thursday, it is Halloween, which is exciting for those who partake in, you know, Halloween festivities. And I guess, what are Halloween festivities? You can get lost in a haunted cornfield. You can, like, find someone's old creepy, like, cellar hatch and get trapped down there. I don't know, you could poison someone. That's like a cool, spooky thing to do. Or you could, and this is, you know, a sort of a different sort of vibe, but you could also just kind of hang out with friends and have a good time. Or you can do like all the above. You can like get lost in a spooky cornfield with friends. I've never been lost in a cornfield. And I don't know if I really have a story to share about that, because it's really the absence of a story that I'm talking about. I've seen many cornfields, as I think many people, at least, you know, in the United States or in corn country have. Not that I have ever really been to corn country, but regardless, I've seen cornfields. And I can definitely, okay, so on one hand, getting lost in a cornfield seems easy, okay? Because there's corn everywhere, you can't see above the corn, you just sort of get disoriented, there's corn everywhere, did I mention that there's corn? Okay, but at the same time, like, fields are only so big, and I feel like if you just walked straight and kept your cool, you would eventually, like, leave a cornfield. Now, granted, I have lived my entire life on the East Coast, and maybe once you sort of get to the middle of the country, things get kind of more intense as far as cornfields go. I wouldn't know. And so I can't imagine that maybe, like, in Iowa, if you get in a cornfield and you walk one direction, it can maybe go that way for miles, or it'd be like, you know, a long ways and then a break in the cornfield for like a path and then more cornfield as far as the eye can see around the path. And in that sense, I suppose being lost in a cornfield is sort of a reasonable way to spend your Halloween. And with that being said, we're going to transition now back to some boppin' tunes. If you will be so kind. Or not, I don't... Yeah, I'm tired, guys, okay? We're just gonna... Bear with me, okay? It's not gonna be a good show. It's never a good show. Maybe it'll be fine. It's gonna be a fine show. It's gonna be okay enough that I will be allowed to keep a radio show. here's some music. I love you. Thank you for listening. I really do care about you. And yeah, here we go. Here's some more music. Have a great night. I'll be back. Don't miss me too much. Okay. Music.
I never really had a broken heart. Always played it.
All right, we just heard, hello, it's me, DJ Pending, I'm back, and we just heard Lovely Cup by Group Love, followed by Broken Heart by Dr. Dog. And now I'd like to transition to a very special segment of the show. It is the segment where I read a PSA, a public service announcement, because I am contractually, I think, is that how you say that word, contractually? Yeah. Obligated to do so. And so without further ado, today you brushed your teeth, you skipped the floss, you combed your hair, you went to work, you did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, and that was our PSA, and now it's back to good, fun-loving, unstructured content. So let's see. We were talking about my weekend a bit. I mentioned it. It was crazy. It wasn't crazy, but it was a lot. For reasons that I won't really get into too much, because they're like a little sad, I went home. I mean, it's very sad, but not for me. Look, I'm just going to talk and I'll leave you to piece together things if you feel like it. But I went home over the weekend to support a friend. I went with my brother. My brother drove down to Boston to my house here from UVM. We drove down to DC, my home, my love, and we were there for a friend to help her through some tough stuff that's going on. But like basically the night before we made the drive from Boston to DC, I didn't get like any sleep. And then I made this 8-hour drive, which I didn't intend to make the whole drive. As I started the drive, I thought, you know, around New York City, about the halfway point, I'm going to pass it off to Max, my brother, and he'll complete. But then around Connecticut, and especially as we transferred it out of New York and into New Jersey, I just like really hit my stride. And I don't know this happens to other people who go on like long drives, but for me, especially if I'm in a sort of a state of not really being maybe fully equipped to make the drive, at first it's sort of rough and I'm kind of thinking, okay, really, maybe I can't do this. But after a while, for me at least, I really kind of settle into the groove of the road. I tap into the internal rhythm of the highways and byways of the United States of America. And it's almost as if I'm guided by some sort of divine, I don't know, something. That was going to be pretty profound, but I screwed it up. But I get into like the zone with driving, and I just am able to keep going and going and going until I'm gone into the driveway at my house. And so I did that, a lot of driving there. And then over the course of the weekend, I did a lot of driving for myself and my friends who were there, just taking us from place to place. I was the one with the car. Two of them just straight up don't drive. So I drove a lot. And then on Sunday around 4:30 p.m., I drive back to Boston from D.C. So dropping off my friend, my dear friend, maybe that's a bit too dear considering that we don't really talk, but Rachel, who will not listen to this show, I hope, but I dropped her off at Columbia, and then I continued my drive, and I dropped myself off at Tufts, and that was like another big drive for me. So it's been a long time on the road, and the road, especially at night, driving from, you know, my house to New York for Rachel and then onwards to Tufts. I'm not going to be able to express this well right now because I'm sort of frazzled from just the accumulated wear and tear of being traveling and moving and doing stuff for all these days. And again, I'm an introvert. I've mentioned this today, tonight, on this show. So it's been a lot. It's been good, but it's been a lot. And so the road is beautiful. The road is everything that I need. At night, it's kind of weird. It's very monotonous. You can't really see what's on the side of the road, and especially like the highways or more highway-esque roads. It's very samey, and you just have the cars around you, and they stay kind of constant. Like, there's not a whole lot of variation there. And you got to be careful to, like, stay alert, right? And what helps me is I play music very loud, and I roll down the windows, and it's, like, kind of cold, and, like, it's a little drizzly, and so I got the cold wind in my ears and in my face and my eyes, and I can feel the drops of water on my hand, which is out the window, kind of like, you know, making a move on the driver's side door. I got my arm around it. And it's kind of nice. It's kind of an experience like no other. And I'm sure that other people have experienced this. And I guess any experience is an experience like no other, because how could they be like another experience? Does that make sense? Is that like a dumb point to make? Yeah, probably. But there it is. It's out there. And then there's like a highway in Connecticut. I forget which one, and I apologize for that. It's a highway, and it's very hilly. It goes up and down hills, and that's kind of fun at night, too, because you're driving around. It's like, you know, at highway speeds, but of course, always following the speed limit. I think I should be obligated to say, although I can't lie in the radio. I don't know. We're going to move past it. And you're going up and down hills, and there are turns, and you don't always see the hills coming, and the turns come kind of quick, and it's just like I have this very sort of limited view of what's ahead of me, but somehow engineers have figured it out, like how sharp they could make these turns where me, a driver with little sleep in a fast car, can still safely make the turns, like, you know, 99.999% of the time. And you've got to wonder, like, how much trial and error went into that process. To the extent where I can safely transport myself back to Tufts and arrive at 1 a.m. and be like, you know, unscathed and feeling pretty okay about myself. So, food for thought. Roads are cool. Cars are neat. I had a busy weekend. I had a busy day. I had a date tonight. And maybe we won't talk about that too much because it's kind of weird to just go straight from a date to a radio show and then talk about it. And there's like a very small chance she's listening. She's probably not. She should be asleep because she's tired. But and she deserves all the sleep and rest and wonderfulness in the world. But anyways, I'm going to play more music for now. Maybe we'll talk about that. We'll see. But I love you. And thank you for being here, both here listening and here in general, because I appreciate you. And I'm going to play more music, okay? Great. Here we go.
Don't you want to ride in my survival car? You can take the long way home through Central Park. Funny how the ground can find my wheels. I'm going where the road ain't there. And only riding on the path we made to Union Square. Doing what the young folks do in West Coast towns. Plowing like a banshee through overground. Funny how the ground can find my wheels. I'm going where the road won't tear. And only riding on the path we made to Union Square. Everybody hit the ground. I think I might have missed my calling. Everybody turn around. The lights are about to change. You better stand aside. Why you wanna walk? Don't you wanna ride? Survival car. We can take a long way home. Funny how the ground can find my wheels. I'm going where the road won't tear. And only riding on the path we made to Union Square. And only
I surrender my sound. eats every fish.
We just heard Survival Car by Fountains of Wayne, followed by The Embers by Vagabond, and then finally Right Before My Eyes by Cage the Elephant. And, you know, it was a fun time, maybe. And let's see, when we last left off talking, I had mentioned that I had been on a date this night prior to being here. And again, like, as much as I feel like it's kind of a weird move to go straight from a date with someone to talking about it on the radio, and as much as I literally did do that just a week ago, here I am doing it again. So it's like maybe there's an uncomfortable pattern emerging here. I don't know. I'm going to leave that to the listener to interpret and decide. I really see myself more as a vessel for meaning to be bestowed upon rather than a source of meaning itself. And with that being said, the date, I think it went well. I hope it went well. I enjoyed myself, and she says she enjoyed herself, so that's all good stuff. But here's when we're really going to double down on sort of the vaguely uncomfortable nature of this discussion. And again, it's fine. Maybe it's cute, in fact. But I've been debating whether I should just, like, Facebook message her that her eyes are pretty. Which, you know, when I say it out loud, like, it feels like, no, I shouldn't do that because it's it's 2 a.m. or it's almost 2 a.m. Happy almost 2 a.m., boils and ghouls. Ooh, Spooktober. And B, you know, it's been two dates, which have gone okay, have gone well, dare I say, maybe. But and let's talk about dating in general now. I feel like you're supposed to, like, be cool, right? You're supposed to play it cool. You know, don't act too interested, chill out. And honestly, I think in general, I can, at least in the past, I could have done better with chilling out. Not that I've, just as a general rule, maybe I could chill out a bit more. But also, I think there's something to be said for just being out there, right? Like how, so common knowledge, common wisdom that you hear is that you should be cool. You should chill out, right? Can we agree? Yeah, we can, because I'm the only one in the radio station and there's no one to disagree with me. But at the same time, I wonder if there's something sort of nice about sincerity, and not that I'd be insincere and cool, but about sincerity and maybe earnestness, or just like, I don't know. So that's, I told myself, here's how it happened. I was in my room. Before coming to here, I was like resting or whatever because I'm tired. And I was thinking, should I just like Facebook message her that her eyes are pretty? And I said, no, that we shouldn't do that because that's against our better judgment. And then I kind of reasoned with myself, well, okay, I'll just wait until 2 a.m. after my radio show and my better judgment has perhaps diminished. And at that point, I will be able to, you know, drop this sort of mild but very, I think, sweet compliment. And perhaps in that sense, I could use the hour as an excuse. And maybe that's adorable, right? You know, here's Jonah. Here's DJ Pending. It's 2. He just got done with his radio show. He's not in a right state of mind. And this is the kind of thing that comes out, a sweet sort of compliment. But maybe with all the plotting behind it, it becomes more calculated and more cold and, dare I say, sinister? Is this all part of some game? Maybe. I don't know. I don't like to think so, but am I the best judge of myself? Uh-oh. Things are getting weird. It's a weird show with weird people. Let's quickly cycle back into a normal topic. Let's talk about walls. Walls are kind of interesting because there are many types of walls. You can have walls made out of brick, stone, sticks, clay. You can have walls that are metaphysical and physical, and sometimes the walls are the same wall. I would say that the Berlin Wall was both metaphysical and physical. That was a wall of cement. Other walls include walls made out of, I don't know, meat. Walls can be made out of meat. Walls can be made out of ice, although those walls would not thrive in tropical climates because the ice would melt, and then you'd be left with a wall made out of water. And the water wall would sink into the ground and make mud. But that mud, here's the twist, guys, that mud can then be used to make more malls out of clay. Malls? Walls. Malls are constructed out of, amongst many other things, walls. And this is kind of what would happen if I really just let this show be a complete stream of consciousness experience, which is, I've considered it. I think it'd be, in a sense, easier for me, but maybe harder. And I think it'd be definitely more definitely, oh my God, I'm getting a call. Okay, we're going to try this out, guys. I'm bad at answering calls, but here we go. I'm going to play music in the meanwhile. Remember really had a broken heart.
questions. Love for me has just been walking apart. It doesn't really matter, it never really mattered. I never really had a broken heart, yeah. Such a shock to me. But looks to me like people going through the motion. And when it's over, yeah, the hearts are broken.
Okay, we are joined by a caller who wants to talk about stairs and doors. Feel free to introduce yourself.
Yeah, so this is Vichka calling, and all this talk about walls really inspired me to think about what has done more good for the development of society, whether it be stairs or doors.
Right, and so we were thinking doors, and I guess my perspective on the matter is that doors are important because it sort of defines a space and encloses a space and provides a sense of privacy, whereas stairs, it, you know, gets you up to a different level, but I just feel like it's not quite as necessary. What do you think?
Yeah, I really boil it down to the like kind of a bare example. You're in you're building your early village, and you have a bear coming to your town. If you don't got any if you don't have any doors, that bear can get you.
Yeah,
you can go upstairs, but bears can go upstairs.
Yeah,
they can't go through doors.
Yeah, I think that's actually a great point that doors perhaps provide more protection and along with walls, whereas stairs, if anything, stairs would help the bear get over walls, perhaps, and eat the village.
I mean, we definitely don't want any bears building their own stairs, that's for sure, though.
Yeah, we wanna limit the amount of bears on stairs as far as our sort of proto-humans go. I would absolutely agree. Great.
Yeah, I think we've come to a nice conclusion.
I think we've covered it. Okay, thank you for your contribution. Thank you for calling in and listening. Yeah, I'm gonna hang up on you, but I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Have a good rest of your show.
Yeah, you too. Or have a good, night. Okay, I'm like 90% sure I've effectively hung up on that man. There you go. People listen to this show, which is a little bit scary to think about, but what a nice caller, right? Three claps of the caller. Okay, and with that being said, I'm going to play the last two songs of the night. I'll be back. We're going to talk. It's going to be cool. Yeah, I hope you enjoy. I love you. You're beautiful. Here are two songs, and then I will, say goodbye, and other people will come and do their show, and it's going to be awkward when we transition because I'm not used to it yet, but it's cool. We're gonna manage. So here, have some music.
Smile like you mean it.
All right, we just heard Smile Like You Mean It by The Killers, followed by Pristine by Snail Mail. And those were the last two songs of the night. So thank you to everyone for being here with me in this experience, for listening. Real quick, just want to say we're going to close out the show. The next show, what's the name of your show?
Music with Mitch.
Music with Mitch. And are you Mitch?
Yes.
Okay, Music with Mitch is on next. Make sure to stay tuned to listen. I'm just going to say, make sure to take care of yourself this week. Set aside time to do things for you. Don't just work, you know. Be good to yourself. Take care of others. Yeah, and I hope that all of you have a wonderful night and a wonderful week. I'll be back next week. Listen or don't, that's okay. But we're going to end at the show with The Bends by Radiohead. And so please do, in the meanwhile, take care. Oh, and real quick, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Okay, take care.